This is the For Impact Podcast, the destination for impact-driven entrepreneurs striving to live life on their terms and create a ripple effect of positive impact in the communities they serve, where we put your success story center stage, dissecting the lessons learned and sharing insights and ideas that'll help you amplify your impact. And now, here's your host, Jared Ernie.
All right, it looks like we are live. I have not done this a lot in this community itself. We usually jump on a Zoom when we go live in the past. But this is a great platform for a community where you can actually go live through it. And we want to use that feature a little bit more because it is easier for those to do. So I'm seeing some people joining. It's great to have you here. Benito, Mark, Esma, Kennedy, Miguel, Mike, y'all. This is our live today, and I can hear some background noise, and I know it's going to be a little hard to manage everyone's mics and background noise and all of that. So as we jump into the live, what I'll ask is if you could just mute your mic as we are, you know, going through question answers and Q&As, things like that. Just mute it for the time being, and then we can come back, and when you, what, you know, if you have that question, we'll just unmute from there. And go from there. But the purpose of today's live is really just to open it up to some Q&As. As you guys have gone through here, there we go. I found the mute button on there. All right. We're going to open it up to some Q&As. And I know a lot of you are newer to the community. I'd love to hear, number one, like, what has been some of your wins that you've seen so far? And number two, like, what questions can I help you with in terms of the training that you've started with already? There's some features I don't know necessarily how to use yet here, but I think there might be a way for you to raise your hand. So if you want to click on that little hand option, see if we can get that to work. And that's a good way to do it. If you've got some Q&As or some questions you want to address, go ahead and pop that hand up and let's go ahead and unmute you and we'll talk about it. Jamise, good to see you. Jason, Joseph, awesome, you guys. Good to have you here. So what questions can I help with? Anyone got a question you want to start? Who wants to start today? All right, Benito, I got you. Good. Okay, so we got Jason next. So we got Benito first. We'll go Jason next. And Benito, let me see here if I can. It looks like you're probably unmuted. Is that right?
It should be.
All right, perfect. How you doing? It's good to see you.
Good. Thanks, Jared. Jared, first, I want to say thank you so much. You've completely enlightened my view and kind of brought me into the modern century here from HTML code and everything you've done in your videos and training and coaching and stuff like that. I guess my biggest question right now is, you know, I've implemented all the things that I'm able to see on the training videos with the business profile on Google. I actually subscribe to that heat map program now just because I'm doing one every single day just to eventually I'd love to do a time lapse and see how I'm progressing. And I think I'm hitting all the right points and everything. I think you know my history where I came off of GoDaddy with with a terrible experience where their SEO and nearly $9,000 of expenses with nothing to show for it after 6 months. Literally, they shut my internet business down. So right now we're rebuilding that back up, but how long is it typically take for stuff to start picking up again on the heat map? It's been a little improvement, but not anything significant, even though I've done significant change improvements with the, custom reviews and, business updates and, pictures, like you said, Sharon, you gave us that sheet with all the various pictures of inside the business, outside the business, all that stuff. So, Any timeline? I think I started back in end of February.
Okay. First of all, Benito, thank you for sharing that. I'm so grateful to hear, that you've gotten good value so far from what we've been able to do together. And it really hasn't been that long either, too. So for you to see those wins coming in, that's wonderful. Your question about time frame, that's kind of hard to answer because there are certain things we can control, but there are also factors about Google Profile that we can't control. Things about, you know, search volume and maybe some seasonality to things, but also other things too. Saturation in the market, competition, keywords, how you're ranking right now versus, you know, keywords that you want to rank more for. But usually what we've seen is the leading indicators happening. You know, within two to four weeks, you're going to see leading indicators going in the right direction. And it sounds like you're starting to see that already. Those leading indicators are a good sign of more traffic is coming to, you know, your profile, but more importantly, they're clicking that link to your website. And this is where the secret sauce comes in as well. It's not just about ranking well. What happens after the click is just as important as getting the click. And so we want to also, and by the way, I know our training hasn't probably unlocked at that point for most of you here yet, but as you're going through the Google Profile optimizations and going through the strategies and doing it over time, it's going to drive more traffic to your website. We're going to show you how to take that traffic and convert even more of those into clients for your business so that you're pulling not just a traffic lever, you're also pulling a conversion lever with it too. So Benito, I think you're doing good, but there are cases where we've seen businesses rank 18 and go to number two in the matter of 2 weeks. There are other cases where it takes a matter of, you know, 45 days to even 60 days. The truth is, when you're doing something organic like this, there's a bit of a runway, and it also depends on kind of where you're starting from too. And it's hard to say exactly what that time is. The biggest factor to your ability to just train the algorithm is going to come around to your consistency and frequency in being able to feed the algorithm. So I think if you're seeing some positive change now, that's great. It'll get a little bit more clear as you...
As an aviator, I like the runway analogy.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I wish I had a better answer than that, but it's kind of hard to say.
It's frustrating when you see other companies that have like zero reviews or one review, and they're ranked one every single time on the heat map and everything else, and they haven't posted anything on a business update for like 2 years. I'm like, I've been slamming that thing every single day like you trained. It's like, I know it's going to happen. I just can't wait for it to happen.
It will. It takes a little time to train Google, but they also want to know that you're the most relevant, and you're probably doing that right now with the content that you're publishing. That's really part of it. What we found is that the content that you're publishing has more to do with feeding Google than it has to do with content that people are going to see, because most aren't actually going to see the content you're publishing. It's just going to feed Google in a way that puts you more in the map section, which they'll click on your website link to get to your business from, or call directly. So,
and the chat GPT, oh my gosh, talk about life-changing. I mean, that's amazing. I had no idea.
Awesome. Well, good. I'm glad you got some good value from that. Is there anything else I can help with, Benito?
No, that's it. I'm just going to keep doing what you've been training. I look forward to, I think some more things are going to be unlocking here next week. And yep. I'm dotting my I's and crossing my T's and just have faith right now. So
awesome, man.
Thank you.
Well, good. Keep it up. Perfect. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Jason, if you want to unmute, or actually maybe I can do this here.
Yeah. Oh, you got it.
Yeah. Right, Jason, how's it going?
It's going great, man. Nice to meet you. I literally just ran into your course this morning and bought into it. So I'm just kind of brand new to the community. Yeah, thanks. But you kind of hit me at the right time. I'm launching a photography studio this year, and I literally just launched my website this week. So I was really intrigued by the whole, like, you know, Google local. I've been a marketer in the past, but I'm not too familiar with the like local aspect of it. And I think that's going to be really, you know, handy for my business kind of going forward, and really wanted to kind of lay the foundation for getting some good traction within that. So I guess my question to you is, like, from just like a laying the foundation aspect, what kind of advice can you give me just kind of like to get my site kind of, you know, into Google, get some traction going with those leading indicators and just kind of like lay the foundation?
Yeah, thank you for the question, and for congratulations on getting this business up and running. That's exciting, and for being part of Local Search Academy. So welcome.
Thank you.
there is some advice I have, and it goes against much of the advice you're mostly going to hear out there. Don't worry about traditional search engine optimization. Most people are going to think about the prism of traditional search engine optimization, which is like, how do I rank my website on the first page of Google? The reason I say that today is you've got a red ocean and a blue ocean. Red ocean is where all the competition is. Blue ocean is where it's free and clear and easier for you to win. And the reason search engine optimization is so difficult to win today is because it is one of the most saturated and competitive channels on Google that people are competing for traffic. And so especially as you're new and starting out, you're going to get way more impact if you focus that attention onto local search, which is the map section in Google. So I think you kind of probably knew that, but that's just setting the foundation here because I don't want to talk a lot about like the SEO strategies of how do I rank my website, does, you know, all of these things, because it's not really going, the input it requires for the output you get isn't going to be worth it right now.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I've already started kind of running a few little ads just to kind of get, you know, it out and some awareness out in the market, you know, but like, I think the local piece of it, like kind of, I'm going to focus my energies into that versus like traditional, like SEO. I think that's great.
So another thing that I could say about how you position your website that will make a lot of difference here too. I know a lot of photographers, I don't know how your site is, but photography is very visual. And so a lot of photographers like to take a very artistic and aesthetic take to their website to make it beautiful with imagery and things like that. And that's good. But what I'd just some advice I could give you that would help you make more conversion is in the top part of your website, this is what we call above the fold, before you even scroll down. And if you could find a way for you to create a really great offer to go right at the top, that's going to help serve you very well. And usually what this offer for photography, it could be, there's a lot of ways you could do it. I've worked with other photographers too. By the way, I used to do photography.
No, nice.
So I know the space. I don't know what kind of like, what is your specialty with photography?
I'm doing the boudoir niche.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you could probably put like some sort of introductory photo shoot type of offer there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be all of your services, but here's the three things I would add to every offer. It doesn't need to be price-based. Like what I want is people to get away from being focused as a commodity, a similar service for a similar price, and focus more on value creation.
Got it.
And we often already create a lot of value in what we do. We just aren't good at articulating it.
Sure, yeah.
So one of the things that I found that really helps articulate value is whatever your offer is, give it three bullet points. Your first bullet point is always going to focus on not selling the service, but selling the transformation of your service. So like, you're not selling a boudoir. I'm sorry, I don't know the word, how to say it very well. Boudoir, photo boudoir, shoot. Yeah. Boudoir. Okay. You're not selling the photo shoot itself. You're selling how that makes someone feel.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the increase in status and like, you know, the confidence that they have and things like that. That's what you're really selling. So you want to speak to that. The second bullet point will focus on the emotional benefit. Again, how you feel has 40% of a buying decision. And so no one talks about how you're going to feel because of this. And that's why you can get that extra connection in how your offer makes them feel. And the third bullet point is my favorite. This is what we call a value add-on. It's your opportunity to completely over-deliver in an unexpected way. And I use this analogy a lot. So you probably have heard me say before, some of you, because it's my favorite offer that we've done. We were working with a flooring contractor, and he said, when you get a new floor installed by us, we'll also give you a free Roomba vacuum to keep it clean every night. No one does that. You know, it's so different, and that's why it works so well. So we're working with another, like a fitness place, and you know, every fitness place offers a free tour. Well, with theirs, they also have like a nutrition side to the business. And so what we did is we said, hey, book your free tour and lunch is on us. And so they like, it's so like, whoa, instant value that you don't see every day. So I like to get creative and find a way that I can over deliver right off the top. That's going to help you make way more perceived value in any offer you put out there.
Yeah. And right now my site is totally with the pretty pictures up front. So I'm going to have to massage that homepage and get an offer up front, because as soon as I saw your video this morning on your site, I'm like, talking about the opportunity, I'm like, yeah, I need to do that and get that above the fold so people don't have to scroll down to see it.
Yeah, it's going to reduce that friction. And you know what? More than 70% of the near me search you generate from Google converts to a same day purchase. So
awesome.
You know, the first thing that you do when you go to a restaurant is you get the specials menu, right? Mm-hmm. So let's make it easy for them to get that specials menu for you and make that first step moving forward. And maybe that offer, like we even create offers out of getting a free estimate. Like you can create an offer out of anything if you do it.
Sure. That's awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Perfect. Thanks for the question, Jason. We got Joseph. How are you doing, Joseph?
Better than I deserve. What about you?
Good to have you here. I see your hand up. Did you have a question you wanted to ask?
Yes, sir. Two questions. First is, between getting reviews and putting pictures up, which weights more heavily as far as Google is concerned? And the second question would be, I busted my rear end over many years to get a lot of reviews, which is great, but the frequency of reviews has slowed a little bit. So I'm wondering if there's a factor, if the rate at which reviews used to come in doesn't happen anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So it was a little hard to hear from your microphone, and I'm not sure I got the first question, but let me reframe. So the second question, it sounded like you've had a certain flow of reviews, but that review cadence has slowed down, and you're wondering if there's a way to help that, right?
Sure. The first question was more along the lines of, if I have to choose between spending time on getting reviewed or posting pictures, I'm guessing views count more, weight more heavily with Google as opposed to pictures. Obviously, I want to do both, but I just want to check, please.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you. So what I like to do, photos are one of your secret weapons to feeding the algorithm daily, because reviews may not happen daily. And so I want you to make sure that there's some sort of daily touch point that goes on to your Google profile, because the more frequent and consistent you feed that algorithm, the better it's going to perform for you. I don't know if I would say if you had a choice between one or the other. I think there's some things you can do to automate review generation a little bit more than photo posting. And so if you have those things in place, then that can kind of work behind the scenes for you a little bit more than posting photos, because that has to be done manually. But there's some things that can help with that, make it easier. Because, you know, if you want to stick with something, the easier and more effortless you can make it, the better you're going to stick with it. So one thing that we do is we call photo batching. And this is where maybe you schedule 10 or 15 minutes a day, not a day. I mean, like once a week or maybe once a month, you schedule some time where you go and take all the photos that you're going to need. And then you put them into a particular album on your phone. And then that way, for the rest of the month, if like the first thing you do when you sit down at your desk is upload a photo to Google, or you just kind of like make that a routine, that it takes 30 seconds to jump on your phone and find a photo from that album and just publish it. And now you're getting that constant touch point. So it doesn't have to be a big process to do on a daily basis. On the review side, hopefully that helps. Does that kind of help a little bit with that first question?
Yes, sir. A quick follow-up to that though would be, if I'm taking a picture and I have location services on my phone and it shows the GPS location, but I then send it to myself so that I can change the file name so that it has some of those keywords of some of the text instead of the random file name that's assigned by my camera. Does that even matter?
So, great question. And it was a little choppy, so I'm not sure I missed anything. I may have missed a little bit of that, but I think I got it. You're talking about the geo tag. So every phone, when you take a picture, unless it's disabled, will attach a geo tag to a picture. So that's basically the geographic coordinates of where that photo was taken. And some people say that Google strips out pretty much all of the metadata of a photo today. However, I have found that the geotag still helps. We've been able to see call volume increase and decrease in a radius based on where people are posting photos with that geotag. Now, the other thing that a lot of people will do is like update, like try to add metadata to their photos, like changing the file name with have some keywords in it and things like that. And I know that's actually something that's in our Google Profile Optimization Guide, which I haven't gone back and actually taken out. But the thing is, today, that's probably less effective. And the reason is because Google does strip out most of the metadata, even that from it. So to make you're going to get the most impact and make it much easier on you if all you do is grab the photo from your phone and just go into the map application, Google Maps, and upload it directly to your profile there. It will have the geotag and you're going to get more impact because you did it versus the impact that you'd get from taking it into some application and trying to add more metadata to it and then uploading it. Does that help?
Yeah, if you could just let me know about the review frequency.
Oh, yeah.
The second.
Yeah, thank you. So the review frequency, I don't know if you've, do you have a strategy to generating reviews? How have you been getting people to leave reviews for you before?
So I haven't moved to NFC cards or anything like that. I have been very effective in giving people the Google link. I ask them, so a mobile detailer, I usually serve one customer a day. Some of them are repeat, so I'm not getting, you know, one review a day. But I send them a text and I just tell them, reviews are like oxygen to my business. Here's a link. Really appreciate if you click on it. But before I leave their driveway, I'm looking them in the eye and saying, did I earn the right to ask you for a review? Mm-hmm. So it's almost priming of the pump, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Love it. So you're doing the right things. One of the things I found to help with reviews is if you have multiple touch points to getting that review to. So it sounds like you have a really good personal, like you're there, you ask if you've earned the right, and then you text them a link to make it easy. So you're doing the right thing. Another thing that could be an interesting way to just maybe encourage that review to be left a little bit. And I think in your situation, it all happens kind of instantly here. But I was talking with a gentleman who owns a wellness center. He said about the third visit in is where people are like in love with what we do. And so he has it set up where on the third visit, before they leave, he pulls out a little like a free complimentary on the house kombucha and gives them that drink. And then on it is a little card to leave a review and asks, you know, I'd love to have a review from you, but want to send you with a free kombucha drink as well. And there's a reciprocity that happens there where people, because you over-delivered, they want to give back too. And they're more inclined to do that as well. And so I wonder if there's maybe an opportunity where at the end of what you do, you have a small thing that you could add that just kind of like over the top delivers in a way that's like, hey, you know, and by the way, I'd love if you could leave a Google review. I think they'll be more inclined to wanting to do that for you versus just, you know, asking after the job too. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
One other thing that is an idea that we've used before too, is we've actually printed like so it's really important for businesses to build continuity and repeat business too. And so in your place with like mobile detailing, if you left them like a review card, you know how you can print business cards? You can actually, you know, create business cards, but I call them review cards. And on one side, it gives them like a QR code and an easy link to leave a Google review. And then on the other side, it's like a incentive for them to call you for the second visit next time. So maybe this is like a 10% off next call or whatever. So it doesn't have to be that. It can be some sort of cool offer, but you have an offer on one side and an invitation for a review on the other. That's another way to over-deliver. But that card is probably going to go sit in their wallet. They'll see it over and over and over again later on, right? Reminding them to still leave that review you asked for if they've forgotten. So that's another kind of little thing you can do too.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right. I'm going to make these lives longer because this was kind of the first in a while that we've done. But I've got a hard stop that I've got to get to. I can go over time just a little bit here. But we've got a good group on here. And so I want to take a few more minutes and just answer any other questions. And then we'll get the next Q&A scheduled in there so you can see where that's going to happen. And I'll probably build out the calendar so that you can see more of them in the coming future too. But are there any other questions? Look, Benito raised his hand as well. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I put it in the chat, but real quick to follow on the photo question. Thanks to your program, you know, I've got hundreds of older audio video projects, and I know Google might look at the geotagging. Does the age of the photo hurt me in any way, or no? Just I'm kind of working backwards and posting pictures from older projects, but could that hurt me?
I don't think so. I don't actually have data on that, but I don't think so because the content is freshly published at that point, and I think that's where you're going to get the most impact. So I don't know that Google looks at like the metadata to determine the age of your photo. I'm not sure that would affect anything.
And just post away then. The more the merrier?
Yeah. 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 Now, I have seen, depending on businesses, and I'm not sure how it is today because Google's made several changes and they don't really share all the details about all those changes usually. But I have seen some business profiles limited to like 100 photos, but others you could continue to post after that. So, you know, I think some of that is determined based on what type of business you're in too. The idea here though, is that it's far better to publish 100 photos over a longer period of time than it is to publish 100 photos in one day. Gotcha. So just make
does
it more
business update qualify. Does the business not, update with photos qualify as photo upload? Is that the same thing or do both?
No. Yeah, I would do both because it's, okay. It's a kind of a different channel in Google profile itself. And so you're going to give yourself the added value of having two ways of producing content on Google instead of just one, though it sounds like it could count because a post or an update has a photo and content
and video.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm working it, Jared. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, we got Abad. All right. Did I say
Hello.
Your name right?
How are you, son?
How do you pronounce your name?
Abad Moral.
Abad. Okay, good. How can I help you today?
Okay, sir. My question is that if you have an e-commerce website and you don't have a physical store, then you tag your business on Google My Business, then how would you upload the photos because you don't have any physical storefront? And what would be the option left to you to post the photos on Google My Business?
Yeah, great question. So in your case, technically your business is not in line with the terms of service for Google Business Profile. The types of businesses for Google Business Profile are a physical brick and mortar where people come to, or it's a service business where you go to the client. But if you are in an online business or an e-commerce business, Google Profile isn't the best avenue for your business. Now, sometimes you can still have a Google Business Profile because it, you know, they allow you to get through it, but they're getting more and more difficult to get verified if you're outside of those kind of qualifications, if you will. So their qualification process or their verification process is getting a little bit stronger, I would say. But one thing you should look into is the shop feature with Google. So Google has the ability for you to actually put products up on Google. And you know, probably if you've seen you searching those products, you can see Google puts little products up there that you can click on and it takes them right to that e-com store. That's a feature that I think you should look into. Does that make sense?
Okay, quite clear, but still I have a query that the products which are listed on my e-commerce website, you mean to say that I can also put their pictures on Google Business Profile, is it? Am I right?
Yeah, let me actually get the right terminology because it won't be through Google Business Profile, but let me see here. Shop. Let me see here if I can find it. To get that. Here it is. It's called Google Merchant Center.
Okay. Google Merchant Center. I will go through it and find.
Yeah, if you go to Google Merchant Center, this will allow you to show your products at no cost on Google, similarly to how local businesses can feature their businesses on Google Business Profile, but it's kind of a different channel, if you will.
Okay, sir, got it. And please, if you don't feel it hard for you, there is another question that I want to ask. The question is that what kind of services will you be giving to us if we pay your purchase services? What kind of services will be available for my business? My e-commerce business. What kind of services we can avail from you?
So your type of business isn't really my wheelhouse. An e-commerce website or an online business like what you have, there are certain things about Local Search Academy you're going to find value in for sure. But it's beyond what I can give you with Local Search Academy. It's not really the type of business that I would take on and do actually more work with, because our focus is more on the local business.
Sir, so nice of you. Thank you. Quite clear.
You're welcome. Hopefully you can stay in the community, but if it doesn't make sense because you're kind of going a different direction with your online store, I totally understand. Just reach out to us and we can help you, make the next steps to where you need to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've got time for maybe one more question, and I see one more hand up. Jonita Bilson, how are you?
Hi, this is Drew V, by the way. I represent Jonita. She's not, my boss is not available at the moment, I think. And, I'm trying to log in using my own account. On the app, not on the app, but on the app that attracttoscale.com. Okay. I have added myself as the staff, but whenever I try to log in, using the Zoom link, it won't let me. it won't let me use my own email, so I tend to use Jonita instead.
Okay, gotcha.
yeah. So here, we're trying to, check. We're actually interested in getting the funnels.
Okay.
Right. And then I've watched your videos. I'm not yet done watching everything, but how about if we have already a website and then we wanted to add the funnels, how can we do that?
Oh, so that's a great question. And just to kind of set the stage for this, Jonita is actually a client in our higher level program where we're personally working with you through the process as well. So some of these questions are probably a little more than what most people see in Local Search Academy, which is quite all right. But a sales funnel, so everyone knows, a sales funnel is really just a process of getting someone from point A to point B. And what we're doing is we're building a website that facilitates that process. And so earlier when I was talking about offer strategy, the next phase to that is how do you create a website that will capture that lead and immediately start nurturing that lead so you increase your bookings? There's a lot of ways you can do it. And it, depending on your situation, we can figure out which is going to be the best fit for you. If you currently have a website, one way is we can integrate the funnel system into your existing website. So you don't have to replace anything. You don't have to do a big overhaul or change. It doesn't have to rock the boat too hard, but we would work with you on getting that integrated properly so that you can see that lead conversion. We recently did this with a big fitness center as well, and it's working great. Just check their lead volume today and it's working great. So that works. The other option is if it's something that makes sense for you, and maybe this doesn't, but for some businesses, just a complete overhaul of their website is going to serve them really well. If that's the case, we can just build that funnel for you and then replace it that way. So there's both those options, but I think since this is kind of not the place where I have the access to all of the account details, and it's the LSA community, what I'd recommend is if you grab a quick 15-minute call with Taylor cover the next steps for where you're at to get the clarity on getting that set up for you, then we can actually get that done.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I'll do that instead. Well, yeah. We're actually have, again, we already have the site, but Jonita said that we're trying to, it's a third party. They you know, develop, it was developed with a third party people, but we're trying to get an access to that and we're still waiting. I think they said that they will give it to us after, you know, next month.
Okay.
So I don't know if it will affect if we can, if we will integrate, you know, those, the funnel system to the website, or do we have to, do we have to provide to you the logins, you know, the access?
It depends on the platform, and it's hard for me to say without knowing a little bit more, but maybe that's why I think maybe getting on that call with Taylor, he'll be able to look at your specific setup to just get a better understanding of, here's what makes sense.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
Perfect. Well, good. Well, I hate to say it, I love this, but I've got to run to my next meeting, but we will schedule more lives coming up, and it's great to see all of you there. If there were anyone in here who had a question that we couldn't get to, go ahead and post that into the community, and I'll make sure we get a response back to you today. It was great having everyone here. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for tuning into the 4Impact Podcast, where we're all about driving positive change through entrepreneurship. Remember, your impact matters and your journey matters. If you found inspiration in today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower impact-driven entrepreneurs like you. You can stay connected with us on social media and go to 4impactpodcast.com to take our impact marketing challenge. Keep pursuing your dreams, making an impact, and living life on your terms.